Well, hello everyone, and welcome to another race recap analysis here on the Cycling Dane Extra channel or on the podcast if you're listening there. And unfortunately, today I'm by myself, and today was, of course, stage five of the 2022 Giro d'Italia from Catania to Messina. It looked like it was going to be an interesting stage with one categorized climb in almost the middle of the race. It was going to be an interesting stage. A lot of the teams saw this opportunity. Of course, the last time we were starting at Catania, we had Arnaud Démare take the race victory after his team, Groupama FDJ, had managed to get rid of one Fernando Gaviria. And it looked like history was about to repeat itself, but not with Groupama FDJ. Upson Phoenix looked like they were pushing on, trying to get rid of some of these riders. And it quickly emerged that Mark Cavendish was dropped, Caleb Ewan was dropped, and a lot of these big sprinters, including Arnaud Démare, were on the back end of the race. This pursuit lasted for a long time until 30 kilometers to go, where they threw in the towel. And of course, in the meantime, the breakaway didn't actually have that much time. They were swept up quite quickly. And unfortunately for them, their day didn't last too long. This meant that we were getting into the interesting part of the stage, which was the technical finish. We had plenty of teams before the technical finish do a lot of work. We had Israel Premier Tech, of course, and UAE Team Emirates looking to do something. They were up there pulling their weight at the front of the race. And before that, we even had Gomai, one of the favorites for today, take 3 points in the Maglia Ciclamino. So he moved a bit closer to Mathieu van der Poel. Mathieu van der Poel was looking to be one of the benefactors of potentially getting rid of Mark Cavendish and also Arnaud Démare and Caleb Ewan. And with no Jakob Marechko, who would doubt the Flying Dutchman? When we got up to the intermediate sprint for the bonus seconds, we had this very interesting dynamic where we saw Joao Almeida, of course, the GC rider for UAE Team Emirates, actually get up the road. And he actually almost took the 3 bonus seconds. But Ben Swift of course, Ineos Grenadiers, just about denied him that pleasure. Joao Almeida still took 2 seconds. So a bit of gain in that position for him. And as I said before, with 30 kilometers to go, that's when we saw Lotto Soudal and Quickstep Alpha Vinyl throw in the towel. Unfortunately, Mark Cavendish and Caleb Ewan, unfortunately, not being in the finale for the sprint. With about 10 kilometers to go, we had Bora Hansgrohe up there. We had DSM. We had Groupama FDJ doing an incredible work here. Once again, doing what they did in 2020, getting their man Arnaud Démare in there. Arnaud Démare hadn't taken a stage victory in the 2022 season and really doing his best here to make sure that he could be in a favorable position. Then with this technical finish, where we had one right-hand corner and one 135-degree corner as well, it looked like a technical finish. It looked like Bora Hansgrohe had the upper hand on most of the other riders, and it was absolutely incredible to see the work by Bora. And we weren't actually sure what they were doing. Were they just keeping Wilco Kelderman out of action or out of danger, shall we say? From the helicopter shot, we could see that Groupama FDJ were really up there at the front, bossing it with Israel Premier Tech. As we were coming inside the last few kilometers, we could see Bini Gamay, of course, and he looked like he almost came a cropper when Phil Bauhaus moved to the right-hand side. He was boxed in once again, unfortunately for the Eritrean superstar. And he was just on the wheel of Phil Bauhaus. And then Phil Bauhaus just moves in to the Cofidis rider. Phil Bauhaus then moves to the right-hand side towards Bini Gamay. And this is where Gamay almost touches the barrier. We can see Phil Bauhaus just touches the shoulders of Bini Gamay. And it was a bit of a shame here that the Eritrean sensation, once again, is denied a clean sprint. We can see he falls about almost outside the top 10 in terms of the sprint's positioning, but he manages to recover that bit of momentum that was taken out by that jostling of shoulders there. But we can also see at the front, Fernando Gaviria managed to gallop up, tries to get on the wheel of Arnaud Démare. We can see David Bellerini in there as well. Gomai just manages to get a bit of speed back in his sprint, manages to get ahead of Phil Bauhaus, and we can see Nizzolo in third place, just managing to come over the line. But it was Gomai who took the 5th place on the stage. Arnaud Démare adds his first Giro d'Italia stage victory since 2020. Gaviria, 2nd place. Nizzolo, In third place, David Bellarini, well recovered from Quickstep Alpha Minor after losing out with Mark Cavendish in the final. We also had a second Eritrean in the top 10, so that was really good to see. DSM also with Alberto Danese in there, and Phil Bauhaus, of course, sixth place, the rider who probably obstructed Gomai there for a clean sprint. But that is the nature of sprinting, so it is what it is, you would say. But in terms of the Maglia Ciclamina, Gomai, of course, moves himself a bit further up. Of course, it does change hands. It is now Arnaud Demar that takes it over for the first time since 2020. And Guerneviria, former winner of that jersey as well, moves himself up into third place. Mathieu van der Poel drops down three places, the leader overnight. And of course, Mark Cavendish, two places down, courtesy of that drop. And I think it was an incredible sight to see this boring stage race kind of turn into this more interesting dynamic where we had the GC, or not the GC, but the sprinting teams kind of go head to head. And we saw that the strongest teams, well, the teams with the strongest, what shall we say, won here. And yeah, Fernando Gaviria almost there, but like not quite the best sprinter. And this, of course, leaves the questions, why take him? Why bring him? If he wasn't going to take the top cheese, if you will, in these stages. Because there was no Mark Cavendish, no Caleb Ewan, and he still couldn't take the victory. So, oh, I don't know. He had this final gallop, and yeah. But in terms of the GC, Juan Pedro Lopez, of course, still has the jersey. Still has the jersey, and they did actually get a top 10 with Ed Turn. So not a bad result from them. But, of course, João Almeida is the only rider who moves up one place courtesy of those two bonus seconds. He took them, of course, in the intermediate sprint, as we said, moves up into seventh place ahead of Puel Bilbao. And every second counts, of course. We still have Juan Pedro Lopez in first place, Lennart Kemner in second place, Rai Terramayr in third place, best of the GC riders, Simon Yates in fourth place, Mari van Sevenaart in fifth place, of course, and Wilco Kelderman in sixth place. And to finish out the top 10, the riders we haven't mentioned, Richie Porte, best rider for Ineos Grenadiers in 9th, and 10th place, Romain Bardet. So still to play for in terms of the GC. This is the 5th recap of this year's Giro d'Italia. Thank you very much for joining here on the Cycling Dane Extra, or if you're listening on the podcast. And of course, as always, make sure to check out the main channel where we do all the previews for each stage. And of course, the streams every day, and of course we'll have a number of special features on there in the days to come. Plus we also have our third channel, the Cycling Dane Gaming channel, so if you haven't already, make sure to hit the subscribe button on that one. So thank you very much for watching, and of course, as always, have a nice day, and I will see you around.